This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a stick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday Live here on American Family Radio. At least this edition is.
It is.
Live.
On Friday, July 5th.
Right.
2019.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Jim Stanley there.
Here to help.
General Manager, that's part of your job.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
For AFR, you have a good 4th?
We did, thanks. We're going to do the meat cooking today, if you will. I know a lot of folks grilled out yesterday. Well, I've got the smoker going today, just to be a little different. I know you can't imagine that about me.
No, what happened yesterday?
We kind of decided we wanted to do it today.
Want to be different?
Yeah, again,
you know. J.J. Jasper usually has a big 4th celebration at his house.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We've enjoyed working around the house and having the grill going and playing with the kids.
Something about chasing a hot air balloon?
No, not chasing a hot air balloon. No, we've just had a real good time and a lot of picnics and parades and fireworks, mm-hmm. and we hope that you enjoyed the 243 years of the United States of America. Happy birthday, America.
Wow, well done.
Well, we did it all. Our whole family did. The pool, watermelon. I got sick eating watermelon almost. I mean, I ate so much of it. I don't know when to stop.
I did that yesterday. I ate more watermelon than I have, and it was the sweetest, best-tasting watermelon.
But watermelon is deceptive because it doesn't really, quote, fill you up as it goes down. But then, man, you eat enough of it.
It's like donuts, you know, when you've eaten one too many.
Right, you know you have. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper. We thank you for joining us. We're going to play trivia. That means you're going to call in and answer the trivia questions that we pose. You can answer one and ask one at a time. So call in and participate with us. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You can watch the show on the internet if you'd like to join us there and engage with other listeners. And we have the show live streaming at YouTube and Facebook. YouTube and Facebook, just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there. The other thing is, if you called in and been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call, because we have a four-week, what amounts to, I guess, a five-week waiting period between phone calls. So we give as many people an opportunity to play trivia with us here on American Family Radio as possible. One other thing, Jim, tell us about the how to win a free AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt.
I can certainly do that, because when you hear this sound, you can't, folks on the radio can't see the t-shirt, but I can describe it for you. It's gray, and it has our own version of Mount Rushmore with the heads of Tim Wildman, J.J. Jasper, and Ed Vitagliano, who I'm filling in for today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we also call this Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
And so you can get your own Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. When you hear this sound, it means that you will have answered this very special question, the mystery question. Now, I would tell you who has that question, but that would be giving away the mystery. So there you go.
All right, go ahead.
You can also order one of these, by the way, if you don't win one.
Okay.
You can order your own Learning University t-shirt at afastore.net, afastore.net. We used to call that store.afa, and, you know, every now and then my hamster gets to where it's caught in a loop.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing the classic T-shirt today, of course, so that's where I would have gotten
mine. I haven't heard that expression before.
Classic?
So, no, that your hamster gets caught in a loop.
Yeah. You know how your hamster...
I know what that means.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know what that means in the sense that you're an expression of
you get
caught in the same thing.
Right.
I've just never heard it used before.
Oh, okay.
So is that a Pontotoc County expression?
Probably just me, boss.
Just you?
Okay. Yeah.
My hamster gets caught in a... What'd you say?
Loop. gets caught in the caught loop. In. You know, the wheel.
I'm going to use that with my grandkids.
Okay.
You're making my hamster get caught in a loop. You hear me? No more of that. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I've got a couple of questions today. Who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God"? Who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God"? And then also, now I go from super spiritual to not so much. Where is the abominable snowman said to wander? You know, we all wander sometimes. Where does the abominable snowman said to wander? And then wander, pardon me, not wonder, wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. What was the first movie from DreamWorks, SKG, to win a Best Picture Oscar?
That won't be answered.
You don't think that'll be answered? I bet it. Not a betting man, but if I were. And now I can tell you, and I'll help you folks out, it's not E.T.
Okay.
So that was one of the first ones from DreamWorks.
Go, JJ, go.
Here's what I've got. First question, the Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state? The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state? Second question, which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? Which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? Third question, true or false?
Here we go.
In 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die. Is that true or false? In 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? Got that?
I know Milton Berle is one of them.
Yeah, Milton Bradley was the other one.
I mean, Milton Bradley.
Thank you for giving away the answers. Actually, neither one of those are correct.
He said currency, not monopoly money.
Right. Yeah, true. Who are the only two people featured?
That's a good question.
On the U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? Question from the Bible. What are the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5? If you can recite those without looking it up, good for you. If you have to look it up, then maybe you've learned something. But what are the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5? Try to do it without looking it up first, though.
That's good.
And number three, can you name five kinds of animals whose plurals don't end in S?
Wow.
Can you name five kinds of animals whose plurals do not end with S?
I can think of two immediately, but five would be hard.
All right, Jim, let's get started.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk to Jerome calling from North Carolina. Jerome, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Man, we're doing great.
Good, Jerome. Thanks for calling. Did you have a good 4th celebration?
Sir. Yes, sir. Real good. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I hope you fellows there at the university is doing good. I want that hospital question.
All right. Here's the hospital question, Jerome. It's true or false. In 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Jerome, it's 100% true.
Wow.
Pathetic and horrific, but absolutely true. Now, you let that sink in. You're the one in charge with the care, and you got a $1,000 bet that Miss Jones
is going
to pass away on Friday, and you're the one in charge of the medication and everything. Sad and scary, but 100% true.
So they were busted?
I would hate to be there to do that on my conscience.
You better believe it.
I have one for you. What you mean there? I love the Lord, do good, and everybody lives life. I don't want to bet on anybody's life.
That's right.
The question I have: how many pinholes are in a soda cracker?
How many pinholes are in a soda cracker?
Man,
right?
Wow!
If you look at it in the light, you got X a number of holes in it.
Pinholes in a soda cracker?
You know, just a normal saltine cracker.
Just a normal. You're
27.
Just a normal saltine cracker. No.
Hey, so it's not 27, guys.
Yeah.
No, it's not 27. It's actually a Bible number. It's only seven.
Only seven holes. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's
and
interesting.
A regular photograph is only seven holes.
Jerome, here's
what. Well, I can't. Go ahead.
Here's the deal, Jerome. I think you got too much time on your hand. If your old nose crackers up to the light and counting them holes, you need to get a part-time job and go along with that full-time job.
There you go. It'll go good on my barbecue plate. If y'all ever come to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, I want to treat you to some good barbecue.
Hey, that's,
thank you, brother.
Thank you for that invitation.
Just
yes,
go ahead
sir.
And email that
yes,
to comments at AFA.net.
Hey, Lord
there
bless you.
Go.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right,
yeah,
we're going to
have to. I don't doubt. Or who's our?
Look,
our,
you got a studio audience waving at you, Grandpa.
Hey, it's Luke, one of my seven grandchildren.
He's looking at us like,
let me
what's
ask you
going
this,
on?
So what was he? What was our caller's last?
His
our
Jerome.
Last call? Jerome. Yeah, Jerome. So we got seven.
Seven holes
in a
saltine
cracker?
Cracker. Right.
Really? Okay.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Wonder why that is. That, you know, nobody
maybe
knows why that is.
Ventilation.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ventilation.
Somebody,
it allows it to sink into
keep
your
them
soup.
Fresh.
Somebody had to do that study
yeah,
right there.
Allow
find out how
to
many
sink
holes
into
we
your
eat.
Tomato soup.
Yeah. Why is it not eight? Why is it not five?
In a cracker. Yeah.
That's
like my phone. My phone right here. If I hit snooze, it gives me 9 minutes.
And not 10.
Doesn't give me 10. Doesn't give me 8. Gives me 9 minutes. Somebody somewhere said, I think I'm going to fool around with people.
Not give them an even
I'm gonna
number.
I'm going to make them wonder why they're in a 10-minute snooze. Hey, what about you guys? How many? What do you? Or do you even snooze at all?
I did that for many, many years. I'd reach over and hit
the alarm
the
clock?
Alarm, the radio alarm clock.
Right.
And I would hit snooze so many times. I would do it actually for 30 minutes, and I think it was like 5 minutes at a time. But my wife pointed out I was torturing myself.
Well, also, when you're married and you're that's just a couple after a couple of snoozes, you're just being disrespectful to your partner. I mean, you really are, huh? They don't want to wake up every 9 minutes.
No, she said, why are
you? Seven times?
She said you could get restful sleep, that REM, deep REM sleep.
Right,
instead,
no.
It's five minutes for 30 minutes of
when
just,
are you going to get up, honey? I don't know. I'm going to snooze three more times.
That's right.
Okay. Why don't you just set your clock for seven then?
Yeah, for the right time, or maybe hit the snooze one time. Yeah, we got that remedied.
Back to the phones.
All right, Ed calling from Tennessee. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Ed, how are you?
I'm from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Can you name the movie that was made in Lancaster County and the two main actors?
The movie that was made in what county?
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster County.
Hey, are you listening on the internet, Ed, or are you listening on one of our radio stations?
No, I'm old-fashioned. All I have is the mail service and the telephone.
He's listening from Tennessee, but he was originally from Lancaster.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. So
I was born and raised there, and then I moved to
Tennessee. Oh, I got you. Okay, you're
from Lancaster. That took you a long time to get there in that buggy with that horse.
Yeah, I was right in the middle of the Amish and the Mennonites.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And when I lived there, I would transport them too. They were right in my car and took them around.
Oh, that's a beautiful part of the country. And when I hear Lancaster, that's what I think, Amish country with all the.
That's the center point of the Amish. When they came over from the old world, that's where they came first.
What's the question, Ed? Ask the question.
The movie
again.
Question.
A movie. The movie was made, a big-time movie made in Lancaster County, and two big-time actors. Who are they?
Here's the deal. Because it was right there in the center of Amish country, it was an Amish action hero movie. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, oh my God.
A lot of people didn't go see it. It kind of turned out to be one of them cult hits. But Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Amish action.
He won the Emmy or the
Oscar.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a guess here.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no.
Okay.
There was a movie, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, seems like, with Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis. I think was her name, from Top Gun.
Oh, you're talking about Cocktail?
But I don't know. But it may not. No, no. Cocktail.
No, that is another movie by Tom Cruise.
Was that an Amish setting?
No, it was not.
Okay. What, well, I'm thinking about it. Well, maybe it wasn't Tom Cruise, but it was about Kelly. She was in Top Gun with him.
Yeah.
And she was an Amish person. It seemed like she was kidnapped or something like that.
All right, you're close. Now, yeah, I'll be honest. I had to look it up.
All right, I got a guess. Harrison Ford, he was like, he was in the witness protection program and went to Amish country, which they could have filmed that anywhere. They could have filmed that on the lot in Hollywood. But I'm going to guess it was that movie.
It was. It was Witness with Harrison Ford.
That was the answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that the answer, Ed?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
But now I thought he said there was two big actors.
Harrison Ford, and who is the other one?
Yeah, there's another one, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ed. And did you want to answer one of our questions?
But the other actor was Danny Glover.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Ed.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man. What do you got there?
You
looking up something related to
Well, it was, you were right. It was Kelly McGillis, and it was Harrison Ford.
Okay.
She was the mom.
She was the
mom. And the story was about the little boy that had seen something he ought not have seen.
Yeah.
And so Harrison Ford was there undercover trying to protect.
So JJ had the male and I had
the lead
female.
You're
listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. It's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
You want to send us an email? If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, sir. Who said thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? Where is the abominable snowman said to wander? And what was the first movie from DreamWorks SKG to win the Best Picture Oscar? Now, folks, I need your help with that one because Tim doesn't believe that I'm going to get an answer
to the one about
the Oscar.
Okay,
DreamWorks.
Well, you may get an answer now because people are going to be Googling.
They're not going to leave me hanging.
I'm just talking about if they can call in and tell me on their honor that they answered that question without doing any research.
You're going to give them a T-shirt.
I'll send them a couple of my snoozes.
Oh, a couple.
Okay. I mean, I'll call them and leave it on their cell phone.
Can they get some peppermints to go with that?
They get some peppermint. Where are the peppermints, by the way? I think the peppermint.
Did we get
rid of those?
Brent loves me now.
I saw those out in the kitchen
area. Somebody took our peppermints. All right, we had 300 left, and
they're gone. Yep, no peppermints.
Well, unless our staff ate 300 of them.
There's some somewhere.
It's called stealing. So we'll find out what happened there. Do we finish answering our question? Go ahead,
JJ. We're going to add our questions.
Well, I'm on. JJ's up.
Here's mine. First question, the Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state?
That will be answered.
The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state? Second question, which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? Which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? A Bible question. And I'll add one more since my true or false question got answered so quickly. Here's another true or false. Only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th. Is that true or false? Only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th. True or false?
Here are my three questions. Who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? Number two, can you name five kinds of animals whose plurals do not end with an S? And number three, from the Bible, what are the fruits of the Spirit? What are the fruits of the Spirit? Found in Galatians chapter 5. And I would like you to try that without looking it up, at first at least. But what are the fruits of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 that we Christians should have a part of our character, right?
Right. I know it's sleepy, Doc. Well, I can almost get them.
Don't forget snooze.
Snooze. Yeah.
All right.
Any, mini, mighty, mo. They're part, also fruits of the spirit. Yeah.
Sometimes Y.
Guts,
and,
go.
And W. David from Virginia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. We're having a beautiful day here today. I would like to answer one of yours, and I would like to ask one of mine, and I've got a follow-up on something from a couple of weeks ago.
All right, follow-up first.
I would like to answer Jim's number one question about who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Well, who said it?
Peter.
Peter, exactly right.
Peter said that.
Upon this rock,
I will build my church.
Yeah, Christ said right back to him, "You're a little pebble, Peter, but upon this rock of what you said, I will build my church." And a whole religious faith got off on the wrong foot because of mistranslation of that verse.
Well, David, what was your question for us?
Okay, since we're talking about flags here, I have two flag questions for you. What was the first ship to fly the American flag? And the second part is, what flag is flown on military installations when the firing range is in use?
What was the second question?
What flag is flown on military bases when live fire, when they're having live fire drills?
Ed might know this. We were here, but he's a military historian.
Yeah.
But what was the first ship to fly the American flag?
You know,
I know what it wasn't. It wasn't Nike.
That's right. It was not Nike.
If Nike had a ship, they wouldn't be flying any kind of American flag because Colin Kaepernick would oppose it, and they'd say, "Yes, sir, Mr. Kaepernick. You got so much influence." And,
whatever you say.
Yeah, whatever you say, we're going to kowtow. That's the word we're going to use for ship not flying the American flag. Nothing patriotic for you guys.
I just want the 13 wides. They're not going to sell to anybody. You know, just send those on to me.
Oh, I saw on Instagram the picture of then President Obama at his inaugural address and those Betsy Ross flags hanging.
Right.
Size of a warehouse.
Yeah.
And they had them circled, and they said, "I wonder why the liberals and the media, the mainstream media, didn't protest this." Mm. Just a real double standard there.
Yeah. I'm not sure which ship, but I think the flag that's flown is a black flag as a warning.
Is that right, David?
Well, my question was, what was the first American ship to fly the American flag?
And then your other one was about the military
firing range.
On a military installation.
Is that not a black flag?
Jim thinks it's a black flag. I'm going to guess it's a flag that's got a picture of a duck on it.
No, that's incorrect.
All right, the music's going. Tell us the answer, please.
Okay, the first ship to fly the American flag was the Ranger, and it was captained by John Paul Jones. And a New Hampshire businessman financed the building of that ship. And the flag that's flown on the military installation when the range is hot is the Baker flag. In the semaphore flags, the letter B is a solid red flag, so they fly that. The old-timers like me call it the Baker flag. The new guys, I guess, call it the Bravo flag.
All right, good deal.
Thanks,
David. Have a great weekend.
Great questions, David. Appreciate it, brother. Sorry we had to rush David there, but we are out of time for this segment. We're going to take a break, and we shall return momentarily with Rebecca in Texas, and Linda, Andrew in Alabama, and Ruth in Kentucky.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
You know, the Bible talks about a place where the angels, or the heavenly hosts, appear to the shepherds in the fields announcing the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ, in Bethlehem. Well, we go there during our tour of Israel. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Now, we can't be certain we're at the exact spot when we visit the shepherd's fields, but we do know it was either there, what we're looking at, or somewhere near there, where the shepherds received the news of the glory of our Savior being born in Bethlehem. If you want to go with us in March to Israel, please find out more information at the website twholyland.com. twholyland.com or call 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5 for a free brochure. And we hope to see you on our tour of the Holy Land.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. A Republican problem on the bench. That story coming up. Todd Starnes here, and America is facing a great danger as socialism and secularism continue to grip our nation. The left is not holding back in this culture war, and neither can we. That's why Liberty University's mission of training the next generation of faith-based conservative leaders is so vital. Their students know the value of free enterprise and individual freedom, and they will fight for it. So join me in supporting the next generation of conservative leaders. Visit liberty.edu/Starnes today. President Eisenhower once said he made two mistakes during his presidency, and both were sitting on the Supreme Court. For whatever reason, Republican presidents have a checkered history when it comes to nominating conservative justices to the courts. The latest example, Michael Bogren, a Michigan lawyer, nominated by President Trump to fill a lower court judgeship in Michigan. Mr. Bogren is facing fierce opposition from conservative lawmakers and religious leaders. That's because Mr. Bogren once compared the teachings of the Catholic Church on marriage to the Ku Klux Klan and radical Islam. Clearly, Mr. Bogren is no friend to religious liberty, and his comments about the Bible's teachings on marriage are sickening. President Trump needs to find another nominee. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Trivia Friday. What was that from right there?
I Love Lucy.
Starring?
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And also a young gentleman from Jackson, Mississippi, who was one of the founders of which band, JJ?
He was the drummer in David and the Giants.
David and the Giants.
Yeah.
So.
You didn't ever mention his name. Yeah,
what was his name,
Little
Jay?
Ricky. Gave
was
it Little Ricky?
Yeah, he was Little Ricky on there. And
Keith Thibodeau.
Right. David and Keith were the founders of the band. And they also have Ballet Magnificat, since it is Trivia Friday.
Right.
And Learning University. They're world renowned.
Kudos to President Trump and all those who coordinated the parade.
Yeah,
in Washington, D.C. yesterday, celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day. It really wasn't a parade, per se, at least they did have a parade in Washington. They always do on the 4th of July. But this special event that the president put together, his team last night is what I'm talking about, where they flew over a lot of our military aircraft. And the president gave a history lesson, and he commended all five branches of the United States military in the speech that he gave. And he also talked about heroes from our history, American heroes from our history. It was a wonderful, excellent speech that the president gave. He stayed right on script. And if you didn't get to hear that, you owe it to yourself to go hear it. It takes about 40 minutes, but it is well worth it. And He did the president, caught a lot of flack, as he does every day, but because they the Democrats and the liberal media said this is all just going to be a political event or a campaign event for the president to feed his ego. Well, it was nothing like that.
Yeah. They said there was no mention of politics.
No.
And they even, before they even heard his speech, they were already running how divisive it was and how political it was, and they hadn't even heard it.
They hadn't even heard it.
They hate him, they loathe him, and that's why people don't trust the mainstream media.
Exactly. The whole team, whoever put that together, is so coordinated because the Blue Angels came over to end the event.
Oh, nice.
And they came over the Lincoln Memorial, and then they separated. It was majestic. You really ought to go back and watch that. You didn't get a chance to see it. It's one of the most patriotic things I've ever seen.
I heard that same coverage. I didn't see it, but they said it was a America first, a citizen, a commitment to excellence. How well this country has been blessed, and how we can continue to go forward.
It was a celebration of America, but it was a celebration of our freedom, of what freedom does for people.
Right.
Really
wonderful.
You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Real quickly, our questions.
All right. In Psalm 23, the Lord maketh me to lie down where? In Psalm 23, the Lord maketh me to lie down where? Hmm. And then where is the abominable snowman said to wander?
That is. I can grant you, that's questioning whiplash right there, Jim.
I know, right?
I'll give you that.
And the Lord doesn't make us lie down where the abominable snowman wanders.
All right. Go ahead.
And then last but not least, or maybe least, what was the first movie from DreamWorks SKG to win a Best Picture Oscar? Mr. Jasper.
Here's what I've got. The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state? Second question from the Bible, which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee? Third question, true or false? Only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th. Is that true or false? Hmm. Of course, July the 4th, 1776.
All right. My three questions here are my three. Who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Number two, can you name the five kinds of animals whose plurals don't end with S?
All right.
And finally, from the Bible, what are the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5? What are the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5. See if you can answer those without having to look it up. But if you have to look it up, okay, at least you learned something, right? Back to the phones, Jim.
All right. Going to talk to Rebecca calling from Texas. Rebecca, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, manly, mighty men of God.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes. Thank you for your honesty.
You're the first person to say that to us this morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, did you guys have a good 4th?
Oh, absolutely. From the Great Plains of Texas, absolutely.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, or I'm guessing Texas, maybe brisket? What did it look like for you guys yesterday?
Brisket's always good, but we did tube steaks and filet here.
Okay, wonderful.
Tube steaks and filet?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sorry we didn't have your address.
Is that like bologna and something else?
Hot dogs and filet.
There we go. Right. All right.
The kids did hot dogs. The adults did filet. Right.
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The sons of Zebedee.
Here's the question. Which two disciples were the sons of Zebedee?
The sons of thunder were James and John.
Yes.
All right. Well done.
All right. Nicely done. What's your question for us, Rebecca?
I have a U.S. history Independence Day trivia question for you. True or false? John Hancock was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to say true.
True.
I'm going to say false.
Okay, which is it, gentlemen?
Well, we got a difference of opinion.
Two of us say true. Right. Tim says false.
We're like the Supreme Court.
Okay, it is true. John Hancock was the first person to sign the Declaration, and he had the largest signature.
And he was quoted as saying, now, because he signed it so large, now the king can even read this without his glasses.
That's right.
So, yes, very cool.
Hey, that's Rebecca. Great. Thanks, Rebecca. She answered ours. And
okay, thanks,
one.
Rebecca. Have a great day. Keep listening to the AFR. Okay. Thank you, Roland. Rebecca, for calling. Next up, Jim.
Andrew from Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Where are you calling from?
Down in Mobile.
Okay, brother. Right. Thank you for calling in to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll answer.
All right, which one?
Go with the Psalms 23.
All right, the question was, in Psalm 23, the Lord maketh me to lie down where?
In green pastures.
In green pastures.
There you go. Nicely done, Andrew. Do you have a question for us?
I do not. Not this time.
Well, listen, did you enjoy, did you get to see any fireworks yesterday or do any grilling out or anything?
No fireworks. We went to a veterans home here local and served dinner for them.
Well, that was really nice.
Well done.
Great idea.
Yeah, great. All right, buddy, have a great long weekend, and thank you again for listening to AFR.
Ruth from Kentucky, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
How are you this
How
morning?
How are you? Good, how are you?
Good, Ruth. Where in Kentucky do you live?
Smithland. It's close to Paducah, Kentucky.
Close to Paducah, okay.
Western Kentucky, right there near the Ohio River. Beautiful part of the country.
Right down the river from JJ's old stomping
ground. That's right. I was born and raised in Owensboro, Ruth.
Okay.
But
you're close to Kentucky Dam.
You're right close to Land Between the Lakes, so you're in God's country for sure.
That's right.
All right, Ruth, Q&A. You want to ask or answer or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Fruit of the Spirit.
All right, what are the, hear the question. What are the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5?
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance.
Wow. I think she did it by memory.
You had that memorized, didn't you?
I did.
You know, that is, I tell you what, I'm feeling generous.
Here we go.
I'm feeling generous today because Ruth mentioned, though, she reeled off those by memory. So she had them. She's
got them in her heart.
The hiding the Word of God in your heart, right? So we're going to send you a T-shirt, Ruth.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, we're going to send you a T-shirt. Hold on, because we're going to need to get your address.
We're going to put you on hold, and Amanda will get your information from you.
After she asks her question.
Yes.
After you ask your question of us, then we'll put you on hold. You'll hear some elevator music. And then for, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, you will get frustrated. Your patience, you mentioned just a minute ago, that will be tested.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It won't take but a second. But go ahead with your question for us.
Okay, this actually came from my husband. Who is the preacher who said this? It's a quote. He said, "Bed ticks, dog ticks, and politics—they're all alike."
No, the
alternative. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do it again.
Okay.
Bed ticks, dog ticks, and politics—they're all parasites.
Parasites. Hey, I'm not sure that's a question or a statement.
You know what?
Well, who said it?
Who said it?
Does that we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Can you say it was a preacher?
Okay.
He was a comedian out of Memphis.
He was what?
You know, you should probably put your husband on the phone.
Is that a hint?
He was trying to give you the answer.
I'm going to say Adrian Rogers.
Adrian Rogers.
Oh,
he
wasn't
a
president?
Comedian.
Oh, a comedian, not a preacher.
Well, I think he was a preacher.
We all called him brother.
All right, you better go ahead and tell us. We're not going to get it.
Dave Gardner. He was
Brother Dave Gardner.
Brother Dave Gardner.
Okay.
That's a good statement right there.
Where was Brother Dave Gardner from? Is he from?
Memphis.
Okay. Interesting.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really
he done his thing in Memphis.
He's telling us some jokes. I heard about this yesterday with all the celebration about this Jewish rabbi and a Catholic priest who were dear friends despite their stark differences in doctrine. And at the annual July 4th cookout and barbecue and everything, the priest was teasing the rabbi and saying, you really ought to try some of this barbecue ham. You really don't know what you're missing out on, and what would it hurt? And, you know, he was good-natured teasing. And he said, really, rabbi, he said, when will you ever break down and try some ham? And with a twinkle in his eye, he said, at your wedding.
Ah, there you go. Get it? Now, folks, that's the kind of entertainment that you can find when J.J. Jasper comes to your town.
Actually, better than that.
But JJJasper.com is a quick shout-out. Tim, are you still pondering that one?
Yeah, I'll get that one about lunch.
The priest, he said some barbecue when the priest gets married.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I got it. I'm with you. I'm tracking. You had to explain it to me there, but
still in that watermelon.
Yeah, I guess watermelon made my brain foggy there. You know, eats too much watermelon.
Now, did anybody, any of you three? Here's what I missed from take a little stroll down memory lane. I miss the homemade ice cream. When I was a little kid, at every one of the Memorial Day, Labor Day, they had homemade ice cream. You guys had it?
We have it every July 4th,
peach,
for sure.
Strawberry, what was it?
No, it's straight vanilla.
Yeah,
but
vanilla's good.
You put your strawberries and your blueberries on top of it, and then you got a very patriotic-looking dessert
you go.
Right there.
But you put that rock salt, and it's electric. Yeah. You're not out there hand-cranking it with the towel
I've hand-cranked
over top
it.
You have.
I have hand-cranked it.
But
yesterday
it was the
electric
one.
Yesterday I didn't. Yeah.
I just want you to know I bless whoever made the electric motor.
You're not
for
kidding.
That ice cream.
That was hard. When it got close to being done,
it's been a few years, probably about 25 years ago or so, but there were 2-3 years where I hand cranked it. Now, we had a electric, but I just decided I'd
do it the old-fashioned way.
Do it the old-fashioned way. See if it did taste better.
Right.
So, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. You can send us an email at comments@AFR if you want to. And we go back to the phones.
Yes, sir. Linda calling from Texas. Linda, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, here is your second good morning, godly man.
Wow. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that.
It's an echo from the other lady from Texas.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for those kind words. We appreciate it. Where in Texas do you listen?
I live just outside Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Beautiful part of the country.
Now, you live toward the west side or where?
The north side.
Okay.
The north side.
How far are you from Muleshoe?
Well, of course, actually, every place in Texas is far away because it's so big.
True.
Right.
But we're probably about 55 miles from Muleshoe.
Okay. Well, that's kind of how I look at West Texas, you know, and how far are you from Muleshoe? that's kind of the gauge that I use.
Not from Dallas or anything, no.
And Linda, you see why he got fired from Rand McNally. they fired him from working on those atlases.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. No, no,
all right,
no.
Linda, you want to ask, answer?
Being from West Texas.
Yeah.
I understand.
Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one, Gettysburg.
Here's the question, Linda.
Drum roll, please.
The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been to to Gettysburg?
Yes, we went there. We went there probably 30 years ago, and it was on a real cloudy, overcast day, and we went up to the observation tower, and it was eerie to look out and realize how many men lost their lives in that battle. It was really something.
You know, I've never been there, but I would like to, because you've got Abraham Lincoln with the Gettysburg Address, and you've got that famous Civil War battle, and there's a lot of those kinds of things that are on my bucket list.
Right.
I like to see
on your
that.
Bucket list, yes.
Right. You've been there, right.
And then whip over to Hershey.
Yeah, I've been to Hershey now.
Yeah.
Chocolate City.
Now, that was the Battle of the Bulge is what happens in Hershey.
No, it still is. It still is.
Got it.
But they have proven that it's healthy for you now.
There you go. dark chocolate, yes, I think, is the, it,
well,
is the secret
yeah.
to that.
It
but if you eat enough milk chocolate,
dark,
but, right. it kind of equals out.
Well, yeah, and be sure and roll your windows down when you drive in.
Now, see, I'd like to, I would love to live in a place where, you know, you smell chocolate in the air. That, would, that must be
yes.
amazing.
Mm. Oh, it would have to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Even that what? Probably gets old after a while.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't see how. But
Linda, yeah. did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Which baseball team were the first to put numbers on their jerseys and why?
Well, because they had Roman numerals at first, and that was confusing because back then people didn't know heads nor tails of it like we do today. It looks okay on a grandfather clock, but besides that, it's and for the Super Bowl. But other than that, ain't nobody can, they can't figure all that.
Hard to cipher.
It's yeah. hard to cipher.
Well, they don't teach it in school anymore. So.
That's right. Let's see. Who put numbers on the back of your jerseys first? Tim, you're our baseball aficionado.
I'm going to say Yankees.
I have no idea.
I'm going with Jim, Yankees.
Okay, well, that's right. But what was the purpose of the numbers?
So they'd know who they were. No, I no. think it made it easier for the media to keep up and to work the book.
It was their batting order.
Batting order.
So their number could change
number one,
from day
two,
to day.
Three, four.
That's because mm-hmm. those players had such a hard time.
You're going to wear the number four jersey for cleanup. Wait a minute. I just weigh 100 pounds. That other guy weighs 250 pounds. It's been batting
so
cleanup.
You sort of got a one-size-fits-all professional baseball jersey there. So so guys could come into the dugout or whatever, and the coach say, you're wearing number – you're batting fifth today. He has to go find whoever was wearing fifth yesterday.
Right. And hope that he washed it.
Yeah.
Wow, did not know that.
That's good. That's good trivia, Linda.
Very good.
Thank you, and have a great long weekend.
Learning University.
That's
yes,
right. I am.
We're doing the fourth on fifth today.
That's what Jim is doing.
Thanks, Linda.
Yeah.
Enjoy your fifth that's celebrating the fourth. Linda, thank you for calling. Okay, and let's see. We go back to the phones.
Okay. Isaac calling from Michigan. Isaac, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Hey, Isaac, where are you calling from in Michigan?
Newaygo.
What's the name of it? What's the
Newaygo.
Name? Newaygo. Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. You have a question. You want to answer one or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
The true or false.
Okay, here's the true or false, Isaac. Only two people actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776. Is that true or false?
True.
It's 100% true.
Yep.
All right, Isaac.
John Hancock and Charles Thompson signed the Declaration on July the 4th. Most of the rest signed it on August the 2nd. But interestingly enough, the last signature wasn't added until 5 years later.
Hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Things
Isaac, moved
way
a
to
little
go.
Slower back then when you're having to get somewhere in a horse and buggy or what have you. So,
way to go, Isaac.
Yeah, good job, buddy. What's your question for us?
How many soldiers can the spruce goose hold?
How many soldiers can
spruce goose plane hold?
The spruce goose plane. That's the one that Howard Hughes made. It was the largest plane ever made, and it only kind of got off the water for a little while, and it only had one flight, and then they mothballed it. But I don't know how many troops. I can tell you how many holes are in a saltine cracker.
That's right.
If you can give us a partial credit for that.
For a while.
Huh?
Listening on the radio.
All right, you're going to have to tell us the answer. What's the answer, buddy?
700
troops.
Wow,
yeah,
good job,
big
Isaac.
Airplane. Thanks, bud. Have a great
weekend.
Have a
great weekend. Thank your helper as well.
That's like, a big plane right there. And Howard Hughes was at the controls. He had it made, and he was the one flying it. The Spruce Goose, it was made out of spruce wood.
Did they actually put 700 men on there?
No, I don't think they had troops, but they were, you know, it was designed for that, and then that went on its maiden flight, and they got up to speed, and they started pull back on the yoke, and it was shuddering, and instead of taking off and flying around and then coming back and landing, he only went up to a not really very high at all, and then came back down and landed and said, all right, that's it. Let's put this thing, put it away.
We're going to try something different.
Try something different.
All right. This is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley, Tim Wildman, and, of course, the Right Reverend J.J. Jasper.
We better ask our questions again.
I can do that. Whose bones did Moses take with him in the Exodus from Egypt?
Whose what now?
Whose bones?
Bones.
Bones.
Okay, bones.
Whose bones did Moses take with him in the Exodus from Egypt? What was the first movie from DreamWorks SKG to win a Best Picture Oscar? Need your help there, folks. And then finally, where is the abominable snowman said to wander? W-A-N-D-E-R, lest my southern accent make you think I said wonder.
Here's what I've got.
Hold on just 1 second.
Yeah.
JJ, I'm sorry. The abominable?
Abominable snowman.
Okay.
Wander.
I was trying to think, what other kind of snowman is there?
Well, you got size Frosty.
That's what I'm saying. I guess Frosty was kind of a soft type?
He was. He was
just
soft.
Just a friendly little snowman?
Yeah, until it got too warm.
He melted away.
He did. It was sad.
Didn't he say something about he was coming back again?
He did.
Someday?
And so maybe he put
on
a coat.
Has he melted? How did he even know that?
I don't know. Maybe he put on a coat and became the abominable snowman. He got mad because they left him out in the sun.
I guess. sort of a Jekyll and Hyde of snowman.
Yeah, kind of, sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it, Jay.
Here's what I've got. I've got three new ones. All mine have been taken. First question, which drink is known as the Uncola? Which drink is known as the Uncola? Second question, how deep is a fathom? So let's talk measurement and see if you can fathom that question. How deep is a fathom?
There's a multi-use for that word right then.
Right. And then third question, still thinking about this celebration of America, who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
You know,
who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Tim, would it be fair to say that JJ's questions get answered more than anyone else's?
Survey says... probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know. There's this root of bitterness, a little seed of bitterness that could be cropping up.
It's a root of bitterness?
It's a seed. It hadn't taken root yet.
Okay. Here are my questions. Can you name five kinds of animals whose plurals don't end in S? Make sense?
It does.
Number two, who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? And here's my third question. Abraham Lincoln was born, raised, and practiced law in three different states. Which ones? Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln was born, raised, and practiced law in three different states. Which ones? Are they?
I can't wait to hear how he was born in three different states.
No, that's going to be interesting.
Well, it was right on the river where the river meets,
right
down there.
Right.
He was born right out in the middle of the river. Yep. We'll be back in a minute.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.